This goes to Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S, fax 989-802-8418. Regarding Mary Ramon, R-A-M like Mary, O, N like November. Date of birth 12/25/1939. Dear Dr. Pacis, this is a consultation for Mrs. Ramon, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening creatinine. On January 3rd of 2024, creatinine level had increased from 1.2 to 1.1 range up to 1.53, going from 45, as good as 56 EGFR down to 33. And she does have known congestive heart failure. Her last echocardiogram was January 30th of 2024. She had mild left ventricular hypertrophy with severely dilated atria. The ejection fraction was estimated at 56%, and she was thought to have severe mitral regurgitation and moderate tricuspid regurgitation and moderately elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure, also grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. And she will be having a repeat echocardiogram in May again, according to the patient and her husband. She does have shortness of breath and a chronic cough. She does have known asthma and sees Dr. Obeid, O-B-E-I-D, on a regular basis for management of the asthma. She is very active. She does complain of chronic edema of the lower extremities, though. Not present in the feet, but it occurs from the ankles up to the knees. She's unable to wear compression stockings due to severe pain in her feet. However, she can wear tighter, she could wear some compression sleeves on her lower legs that are absent the foot aspect. And that may be a helpful device to use for the chronic edema of the lower extremities. She has chronic low back pain, but states that she does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, just Tylenol. No recent urinary tract infections. She did have a CT scan of the chest within the last year that showed evidence of a left renal calculus that was present. Kidneys appeared normal-sized, according to the report. There was no evidence of pulmonary embolism on that report either. She has not had any Doppler studies of the renal arteries, though. She did have a motor vehicle accident about 1 year ago and injured her right knee. And she was scheduled to have surgery on the right knee for a torn meniscus. However, they had to cancel surgery due to extremely high blood pressure. And so she was sent to cardiology for evaluation, as well as nephrology, to have evaluation of renal insufficiency that is worsening. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic shortness of breath with exertion, none at rest. She does sleep with two pillows, otherwise no other symptoms of orthopnea while sleeping. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and she has chronic edema of the lower extremities. Past medical history is significant for high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, moderate to severe asthma, allergic rhinitis, arthritis, especially knees, and chronic low back pain, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoporosis, mitral valve regurgitation, right knee torn meniscus within the last year, chronic varicose veins, and a left renal calculus. Past surgical history is significant for left total knee replacement in 2017, right carotid endarterectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingophrectomy, glaucoma surgery with cataract removal, both eyes, and cholecystectomy. Social history, the patient does not smoke, but was exposed to her husband's secondhand smoke until he quit about 10 years ago. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, and she works full-time with her husband in their business in Shepherd. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and glaucoma. And lab studies, most recent lab studies were done January 3rd of 24, creatinine 1.53, calcium 9.8, sodium 135, potassium is 4.6, carbon dioxide 23, hemoglobin is 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis, 12-6 of 23, negative for blood and negative for protein. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, sulfa, cipro, and Zocor. Medications, she's on Tylenol, 650 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain. Albuterol per nebulizer every 6 hours as needed. Albuterol inhaler every 4 hours as needed. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Calcium with vitamin D, one twice a day. Voltaren arthritis gel, applied topically to the right knee twice a day. Nexium, 40 milligram daily. Estradiol vaginal suppositories once or twice a week. Flonase nasal spray, one spray to each nostril twice a day. And Flonase with salmeterol at 250/21, one inhalation twice a day. Atrovent nasal spray, two sprays twice a day. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. Cozar, 50 milligram, 50 milligram twice daily. Magnesium, 250 milligram at bedtime. Metoprolol, 50 milligram twice a day. Crestor, 5 milligram at bedtime, Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, and oxybutynin, 10 milligram once daily for overactive bladder symptoms. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 150 pounds, pulse 78, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 180 over 70, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 192 over 80. Her chest CT scan 1 year ago did show narrowing of the left subclavian artery. So we would like to have people take blood pressures on the right side due to the artificially lower numbers on the left with the right subclavian artery narrowing. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Pharynx clear, uvula midline. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Lungs have a decreased expiratory phase and are otherwise clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable liver or spleen enlargement, no masses. Extremities, she has no pedal edema. Lots of varicose veins in the lower extremities and 1 to 2+ edema from ankles to knees bilaterally. She has full sensation and motion of the feet and ankles. Assessment and plan, progressively worsening creatinine level as of January of 24 and uncontrolled hypertension. We have scheduled the patient for Doppler studies of the renal arteries, and that will be done within the next 48 hours. We want the patient to repeat labs now, and we're going to check parathyroid hormone, and our renal chemistries and a CBC again. They are due now. It's been 3 months since the last labs. No med changes will be made at this time, and we're going to have a follow-up visit with her within 1 month. And we also asked her to follow a strict low-sodium diet and restrict fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.